Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Please try to be here at 10 a.m. That would be Pacific time. Because we're doing a giant announcement about an event. That's right. An event. An
announcement
about...
Sounds like a big
deal. I'm told. You'd think we'd know all about this. But no. Someone keeps us in the dark.
I walked into the other room. Because you know we're broadcasting from home,
yeah.
And Christina was on the some kind of face call with my mom, and they both go, "What's happening? Is someone having a baby?" And I'm like, "What?
Oh God, your mom called and said, 'Are you having a baby?'"
The big announcement. What's the big announcement? I'm like, "Oh, for crying out!"
It's about an event. I suppose an event could be a birth. I don't know. It's just a big event. And we'll let you know all about it coming up at 10 o'clock. It's pretty big news. Interesting.
Right.
And we'll find out at 10. So be here.
Our text number, though, we get a bunch of these every show, and we're so glad that you do. We appreciate you taking the time. The number is 800-400-3697. And here's some of the stuff you guys wrote us. One of the things that I was sent, which I was like, oh my God, I forgot all about that. As you know, there's, as I've mentioned this to you before, and maybe you've forgotten, but there's a car, what do you want to call that? A museum right near my house.
Yes, the one near your house, right.
Canepa is a car museum. And apparently, Richard Petty's race car, the number 43 car that he raced when he was, I don't know, in the league.
The man.
Is that a league? Right. In NASCAR. Whatever.
Yeah, sure.
It's here. It's in the Canepa Museum.
Were you saying that all those cars are actually also for sale?
Some of the cars there are for sale. I don't think this one is. I think downstairs...
It seems like a massive collector's item, huh?
Right. Downstairs is a bunch of cars, and I haven't walked through there in, I don't know, 2 years. But when we walked through, there were a bunch of finished, like, brand new looking cars that were incredible. And of course, if I had the kind of money that it would take to have a car collection and the kind of place where you can store these kinds of cars, I could spend $1 million in like a finger snap. Upstairs, though, is a bunch of other cars that are just on display. And I think that's where the Richard Petty number 43 car is on display. So I thought that was an interesting connection.
Come up this week, right? Because with the NASCAR thing with the Confederate flag and Bubba Wallace, who's the only full-time black driver, there's just been a lot going on. And we had sort of, and Richard Petty was one of the people who marched in support or came out and, you know, made the long walk out to the starting gate with his driver.
Right. Well, Bubba drives the 43 car now. So that is the connection there. He's on Petty's team. Right. So, and I want to thank Sentinel Steve for that.
Thank you, because, Sentinel Steve. Look at that.
He's been very helpful on more than one occasion. Here's a few more texts. Let's see. In the sixth grade, my best friend and I used to have Rubik's Cube races. I had no idea you could grease it. I'm sure my sticky cube would have won more if I had known that trick. Well, you needed to buy the book because the book had all kinds of neat little tricks. Here are game recommendations for Vinny's daughter. We have a 7-year-old son. Trolls World Tour Uno has some fun new rules. Pete the Cat's Pizza Party. Oh. Catan Junie? No, Catan Junior.
Catan is a great game. It the main game, though, I mean, it's complex and involves trading. It sounds like, you know, maybe they dumbed it down, you know, so littler kids can grasp
it. Right.
But Catan is a great game. Like, it's
fascinating.
I know
that you play that. That's why that's an interesting... So there must be a very simplified version for the kids.
Mm.
Are you only posting the podcast on radio.com now? There are no new episodes on the other podcast apps.
Oh, someone emailed me about that yesterday, that we're not on Stitcher anymore or something. Or yeah, I don't know. I'm not privy to that kind of.
We're definitely on iTunes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we
podcast,
are.
The Apple Podcast mm-hmm. app.
Oh.
But I don't know the Stitcher one. Because
I would expect that, you know, Entercom owns radio.com. They'd want us to be, you know, there first and foremost, right?
Right. But generally, when you, I think there's something about a podcast, right? It sort of goes wide anyway, doesn't it?
They have agreements, like certain third-party podcasts, like hosts have agreements uh-huh. with certain parties, so you might...
Oh, so maybe we don't... Yeah, maybe a deal with, expired mm-hmm. or something?
Yeah, so, I mean, we're definitely exclusively radio.com, though. That's always an easy find.
Ding, right. Ding. Shame.
Find us there.
My 9-year-old has loved solving Rubik's Cube since he was 7. This is from 530. They make speed cubes that spin faster now. They also make 2x2 cubes that are great for the younger kids. I can't do it, but it's so much fun watching him solve it quickly. He learned algorithms to solve it.
Oh, funny. Yeah, I mean, certain people's minds really, you know, worked for Rubik's Cube. Mine, I was like, ugh, I can't do this anymore. I gotta go.
In Coachella Valley,
oh,
it's been over 110 here.
Oh, God.
Goes to 120 during quarantine.
Oh.
With 4 school-aged kids, it's rough. My son broke his arm, and he can't even play in the water.
Oh.
I know people are struggling everywhere, so I believe me, part of the reason I like sharing some of my own struggles is because I hope that
people,
you know,
can relate.
We're not immune to that just because we talk on the radio.
Right. You're
we
not
have
alone
plenty of
out there.
Troubles dealing with this lockdown. Vinny, get Spot It. It's a fun game for all ages, including Hulk Baby. All right.
Spot It. Hmm. That's nice. You have a good little roundup of games there.
Yeah, no, I'm going to, whether I go out or just order them and have them sent, either way, it's going to have to happen. Hulk's new thing is not the scream that she used to let out, but it's this new frustrated growl where she's like,
oh,
I'm just like, oh my God, what is your deal? You're one and you're a girl and you sound like a monster. What is it with you?
She should make a little monster movie about her. That'd be kind of fun. Like she's clearly got it down. Like that's close. Yeah. That's a lot closer to what the Hulk sounds like. She's really grown into that role.
Cameron does the same thing. I think she tries to be a lion to scare me away. She goes, and I almost always go, and act like I'm super scared. So sometimes when I'm like disciplining her, like, Cameron, don't do that. And she goes, and I go, but then when I'm really serious, she still does it. And it's kind of funny, but I have to like hold my face.
You have to not
face.
Laugh, right?
Yeah.
You're trying to be mean dad, you know.
I'll show you, Dad. I know what will get you.
This terrifying. Gets you every time. Why isn't it working?
Looked up methanol poisoning and could only find real harmful effects when swallowed and only dermatitis when applied to the skin. Did the so-called safe hand sanitizer you mentioned pay for that study? I don't know, but I do know that what they said is because we're using this hand sanitizer 100 times a day... The FDA has tried to warn you about these products. You can keep using them. They've put the warning out, though, and I thought it was important for me to say, but I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling you what I read.
Yep.
Oh my God, Vinny, I remember you said you never were having a kid. So happy you were convinced to jump in. Yeah, me too. 415, thanks. I mean, really.
Right.
I am.
No. Of course
although
you are.
This lockdown has not been ideal. But again, well, back to the, it's not ideal for anybody.
Nope.
Do you hear what the Coachella Valley's dealing with?
And
110
this too shall pass.
And broken
and four
arms?
Kids, right. I mean, sounds terrible.
Here's an example of SF replacing street names of known racists. Phelan Ave, the main thoroughfare in front of the city in San Francisco, was changed in 2018 to Frida Kahlo Way after a public vote. Okay.
What did they say what Phelan was famous for?
No, they don't say
what
it.
The famous racism was or whatever?
Nope.
Frida Kahlo, though, that's good. She's a well-known artist.
I'm a dental hygienist and refuse to go back to work. Dental aerosols are everywhere, and like other professions, dentistry is making it up as we go. Unless you're in pain, stay home.
Yeah, I can't imagine someone just saying, I'm going to go in for the tooth cleaning. I get it. It feels nice after you get your teeth cleaned, but unless I'm having a dental emergency, I'd really rather not. Hoping for no dental emergencies.
After brief research, I have found that a black-owned NFL team in Oakland would sell out. Good.
Oh.
That's great. I hope it
goes
through.
They asked around, I guess.
I guess
brief
so.
Brief research. Okay. Turn to the guy next to them. Hey, would you go to that? Oh, you would? Me too. All right. 100%.
I feel like there's been, you know, for example, Tommy switched teams in his 40s, and yet the traitor stamp has been put
applied
on him.
The way right. It should be after all that time.
Can you imagine if the Pats left New England for another location? Do you think the team would be followed by their fans? Or would they say, absolutely not, you're now the enemy?
I mean, I don't know. I have to wait. I'll let you know what John says.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to do.
Because I have found
the care factor is very low.
It's very surprising that Oakland Raider fans followed them to L.A., and then followed them back, and now apparently are planning to follow them to Las Vegas. So
Vegas, baby. We got an excuse to go to Vegas.
Somehow the silver and black is able to get away with, you know, in my opinion, not being very good to its fans. But
no, terrible to their fans. I think that's more than just an opinion. That is, I mean, really, how many times does a team have to leave you before you're like, all right, I'm done with you?
Right. So, but okay, there was an application sent to the NFL head office in New York for an expansion team in Oakland. So we'll see if that's something that becomes possible. Of course, they'll need a stadium, and they'll probably have to pay an entry fee since they're not a, you know, it'll be a new franchise. Ay, ay, ay. What that must cost, who knows? Thanks for the heads up on Trolls. Vinny just bought it, says 516.
Hmm. Oh, where's 516?
I have no idea.
A lot of great new area codes around now nowadays.
Disinfectant mist. Except that it's not going to do anything to prevent coronavirus. The virus is coming out of people's mouths. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe they shoot it up your nose. I don't know.
I don't know.
Again,
I know,
just reporting the stories. We
I know people
read them
wanna
and talk
go
about
to
them.
The people want to get out and go to some shows. So,
oh, we might have some news about that coming up at 10 o'clock.
Is that right?
What does that mean?
It means there's a big announcement about an event. 10 o'clock. That's all. We might. I'm saying I don't know what it is, but we might have some news.
Okay.
516 is New York.
Oh.
Well. Long Island.
Oh, Long Island. Sounds like Dina Lohan's checking in.
How many times are you going to start with the endless sports reopening speculation?
Until they open, I guess.
Look, people want sports. They do.
Well, and frankly, you know, when there's news about it, we are going to talk about it. I mean, the players agreed. It's looks like it might happen. We're sorry for speculating. Please send us a list of approved topics and we'll review that. See if we can't help you out.
The Michelin Guide gives 3 stars to restaurants worth a trip to, aka a far drive. Yeah, that's, I thought that was really an interesting fast fact that the Michelin Guide started as a way to get people into their cars and driving a distance to go to a restaurant, therefore wearing out their tires and needing new ones. Very,
it's brilliant. Weird.
Like, wow.
Somebody's very, was very smart back in the early 1900s.
And here they still are. They're still out there, right?
They are. And they're a coveted thing, like to get a, you know, Michelin 3 stars or however, whatever their max stars are. It's huge.
Lots of people writing in about the fireworks going off every night. And it's different towns all over the Bay Area and farther flung. Mm. So I guess it's a thing.
Well, and this year maybe it's a bigger thing because we're also GD bored.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and like you said, there isn't as much noise. Like, the world is pretty quiet right now.
Yeah.
After the 8 o'clock howl, things settle right down until it's fireworks time. Have you been woken up at all by this?
Me, no. But yeah, me, you know, I'm an earplug guy in general because I've got a noise in the pillow next to me. Mm. A lot of people wrote in about the news story. Some were happy to find out that it wasn't a hate crime that was being committed, which is, that is the good news in the story.
It is.
It's not something that was put in place to terrorize this guy who's just trying to do his job. He just wants to be a race car driver. A dream job, but a job nonetheless. And he just wants to go to work and compete and do what he does. So it's good to know that it wasn't a hate crime. And then there's others saying that's BS, that the FBI is covering it up. And others are saying, stop saying noose. It was just a garage handle. Look, the bottom line is this is a dude who had just called NASCAR out for allowing the Confederate flag to be in at every one of their events. And then they responded, I think, in the best way possible by saying, you're right, we're banning it. And of course, they're on alert for other hate style crimes.
And it wasn't
in
like
in particular this guy, because he's the one that called it out.
He's the one black guy that's a full time driver in NASCAR, you know. And I, also, I think it bears repeating outside of the, because I don't think they, I don't know what the fan situation is at this Geico 500. Maybe everybody had to watch it on screens. Maybe there was some kind of smaller crowd, but across the street from the raceway, the speedway, there was a huge bunch of people, everybody flying their Confederate flags. It's not like there aren't people who aren't pissed about this.
Here's the text, one of the texts. Quit calling it a noose. It's a simple pull cord. Not everything's about race. Jesus. In this case, it is. And you, exactly what that why they reacted the way they did, because of the Confederate flag call out and because there's a lot of... And one of the things... I don't even know if you saw this. A racer's son wrote the most racist tirade you could think of about this news story. And
you're
then the racer's father, the racer himself, who is the father in this case, came out and said, I got to distance myself from what my son wrote. The son later had to delete it. The son later apologized for it. But it was one of those things where you go, wow, you let that, you not only wrote that on a text, but hit send. And that's in your head.
Mm.
Wow. I live in Charleston, South Carolina, and downtown square is shaped like the Confederate flag. It's sickening.
Wow.
Mm.
Dang, that's hard to change, huh?
A lot of people hating. Oh, gardening. Old people dating. Yay.
Yeah, that's adorable. I was going to put in my annuals this weekend. A little splash of color. Care to join me? I've got an extra shovel for you and some gloves. And bring your own mask. I love you.
Someone wrote in about beach closures. Depends on the beach. State beaches in San Mateo and Sonoma counties are open and packed with people and rangers. Only enforcing parking restrictions. There was one about people who were doing this gardening dating thing, and they said that it's worked for them. They're having fun with it. Oh. I can't find it though. There are a lot, which is a good problem to have. Oh my God, and we're so late. All right, we got to go.
Thank you for everybody who wrote in.
I can't believe how late we are. I just
10 o'clock, that big announcement.
Day.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Hump Day. Thank you very much for listening. Of course, we want you to stay on Alice all the live long day. Coming up at 10 o'clock, we have a big announcement, some kind of event announcement.
I still haven't been given the full rundown of what we're about to announce. So I'm going to get it after we close these mics. I'll get the information.
I understand that Brynn is emailing it to us as we speak so that we can't have it before we are on the air.
Right. I'd love to give you a hint, but I don't have any hints.
Button after we end,
oh, really?
Off.
I see. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we are going to take a break. We'll be back at 10 o'clock. We'll quickly give you this special announcement about an event. 10 o'clock. Be back here. We'll see you then.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.